Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, no doubt every county in Ireland thinks of itself as unique, but Limerick is the only county with an alphabetical list of its oddities. That comes courtesy of Sharon Slater, author of Curious County Limerick, Strange Stories of Mysteries, Crimes and Eccentrics. And she joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Sharon.
Good afternoon, Tom.
Now, you have been doing this for quite some time online anyway, as I understand it. Though when you said, I know I'll do an A to Z, was there at any point at which you said, oh, why did I decide to do it this way? What starts with X?
There most certainly was. There was definitely daunting letters among them. As, you know, the end ones, X, Q, Z. Oh, but we got there and I found a few stories for each.
Right. OK. And what's the X story?
Oh, there's nuns. You have to include your Xaviers. So we've got some stories about nuns in X's.
Right. OK, that's slightly cheating, I think. But I suppose Xavier is kind of a fairly handy one. Anyway, tell us about this chap from Limerick who decided to drive in his very fancy car to Downing Street and buy back the north.
Yeah. John J. Hanley. Well, he was born out near Newcastle West in the county. And he travelled over to America, as so many Irish people did. And while over there, he gained plenty of money by bootlegging during Prohibition. So he was extremely well-to-do, had his diamond-topped cane, and came back to Ireland in 1955 and decided that he wanted to buy back the six counties for the Republic.
And how did he propose he was going to do that?
So he brought over with him his Rolls Royce, which he painted in the tricolour, and he drove it over to 10 Downing Street with an extremely large cheque to present to the Prime Minister to see if he could buy back the six counties.
Is it known how large this cheque was?
We don't know how many million, but we know it was a few.
Right, OK. But they did let him in. They did talk to him.
They talked to him, but then they quickly ushered him back out again.
Yes. And was he baffled as to why they wouldn't just hand him the north back for a few bob?
Yeah, he had previously tried going up to Stormont as well, but they said it was out of our control and sent him up the chain.
OK. And did he live in Ireland then afterwards or did he go back to the US?
No, he only came back to Ireland on holidays. So he was back and forth the whole time. But he was very well known in Newcastle West, throwing coins out of his car as he passed to all the children who'd be walking along.
Lovely. Yeah. And did the car come back and forth with him to the state, or did he have a permanent fancy one based in Limerick?
No, he took the car back and forth, but he had a driver in Ireland. He didn't drive himself. He had his fancy car, but he didn't drive.
Well, of course not. Only Bulgarians drive themselves. Who was the man who was sentenced to work in a bog?
Oh, yeah. It was more the judge's protocol. He came into the court and he said that he had he'd stolen some goods because he couldn't find a job. And the judge had passed signs saying there's work for you available in Bordnamona. And so he told him, I've seen a job for you. If you get up to Galway and work up there, you won't go to jail.
Fair enough. And is that what he did?
And that's what he did.
He
got out of jail by working in the bog.
Well, a lot of people have felt that going having to work in the bog was kind of like a jail sentence as well. And a Limerick woman became the Queen of Corsica.
Yeah, she was the daughter of the Sarsfields, and her husband he became the King of Corsica and she became the Queen of Corsica because of her husband. But yes, he travelled around, and Corsica was going through a revolutionary period, and he decided to help some of the revolutionaries. He went there and he declared himself king.
OK, and that's slightly anti-democratic, I would have thought, if they were revolutionaries.
But he didn't hold the position very long. He didn't really enjoy being king. Right. And he left once again.
Okay. But if so, she was queen, but for a fairly short period then.
Yeah, but still counts. She's still a queen.
Absolutely, yeah. And did they stay in Corsica or were they travelling around the place?
No, they were travelling around the place. She spent a lot of time in Paris and she mixed with a lot of royal families as well. She was a maid of honour to the Queen of Spain.
Okay. Is that kind of, I wonder, is that, you know, did the other royalty go, oh no, you're actually royalty now, or are they going, you're kind of slightly pretend royalty?
I think they were thinking it's new money.
Yes. Typical. And Limerick doesn't now, sadly, but for a brief period did hold the world record for playing the piano.
Yeah. In 1953, a woman came over from Manchester, Maria Ashton, and she played the piano for 134 hours nonstop.
Crikey.
What? And it was a huge event.
Yeah. Why did she come to Limerick to do this?
We don't know why she decided Limerick was the place to be, but she wanted Limerick was the stop for her her attempt. She probably got an invitation, but we're not 100% sure. But what was interesting was the amount of people that gathered to hear her outside and inside. And they climbed on top of cars and buses and poles and ended up denting cars that were outside, jumping up and down the roof to hear her play the piano.
And it was continuous.
It was continuous, 134 hours nonstop playing the piano.
Right. So was she just like holding it in for 134 hours, or how did that work?
They tended to leave out some of those gory details.
But she did get the record. How long did she hold the record for?
It was only for a very short amount of time. Another man over in England beat her within a very short amount of time.
God, that must be so disappointing. Yep. And so the stories in the book, Sharon, like what? And what's the most recent one you have, and what's the oldest one you have?
Well, the most recent one only came during the pandemic, and it was attached to one that I'd already started writing. Based from 100 years beforehand. Mm. So 100 years ago, a young deer got into the city and it started running around the city, and all the dogs that were roaming the city, this was pre the rabies scare when all the dogs had to be tied up and muzzled, but there was a load of dogs around the city started chasing this deer up and down O'Connell Street, up and down Catherine Street, all the main streets. And, the deer was first, then there was dogs, and then there was a pile of people chasing the dogs, chasing the deer.
Right.
So that was an incredible sight. But then as the entire city went quiet during the pandemic, another deer managed to come down into the city. It must have travelled a good distance, probably from Prattler Woods, and got into the city and got trapped on Sarsfield Bridge in one of the railings there.
Ah.
So it's interesting that it ties back, that as soon as the streets are quiet, nature started coming back in again.
Probably heard from relations that it was a good place to visit. I'm just looking for a chance. Sharon, thanks a million for speaking with us today. Sharon Slater is the author of The A to Z of Curious County Limerick, Strange Stories of Mysteries, Crimes and Eccentrics. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.